Aliyah of Parshas Beshalach. This is the Aliyah, which includes Shir HaSayam, the song that the Jewish people sing. It is a very complex song, a song with many, many factors to it, so we're not going to be able to do a full dive into the song, but it's a song that we're all somewhat familiar with, that we say during davening every day, and we're expected, the commentators talk about, as we say the davening, to imagine ourselves leaving Mitzrayim, imagine ourselves going through that water, going through that those walls of water, and recognizing how deeply Hashem cares about each and every one of us. That is the mindset that we're supposed to be thinking about as we go through Az Yashir every single day. I do want to pick on one particular point, and that is that we learn a mitzvah, something called Hidur Mitzvah, from the word Zekeli Va'anvehu, one of the passages in Az Yashir. We say, this is my God, and literally, I will beautify him. What does that mean, I will beautify him? So Chazal, or sages, learn from here that there is something called Hidur Mitzvah. Hidur Mitzvah, the beautifying of a mitzvah that we're obligated, and some say biblically, some say rabbinically, but we are obligated to ensure that all of our mitzvahs are beautiful. We're obligated to actually spend more money than what would otherwise be required for a mitzvah in order to enhance the mitzvah, to make it even more beautiful. So for example, and again, there's a whole complex halachic discussion, but there is discussion about, let's say you have an esrog that is just barely crosses the threshold of kosher, you'd be obligated to spend a little bit more money to make sure you get something which is not just barely kosher, something which is even nicer. So it's a fascinating thing. Not only do we have mitzvos, and many mitzvos you could fulfill, you know, bare minimum, but we are obligated to always go ahead and do more to ensure that we are enhancing the mitzvah, to beautifying the mitzvah in whatever way. And there are numerous manifestations. We don't just buy a talis, we buy a beautiful talis. We don't just have Shabbos candles, we have beautiful Shabbos candles. We do mitzvahs. We have a Shabbos meal. We don't just eat like what we need. We eat a little bit more. Every mitzvah, we're supposed to go ahead and enhance it, beautify it. We're supposed to go above and beyond. And there's a question, though, that is asked, a very interesting question. I remember hearing, reading this, actually, from Rabbi Fran. I forget who he was quoting. And the question is, why do we specifically learn Hidur Mitzvah, the notion of beautifying, enhancing a mitzvah, specifically here from Az Yashir? You know, it's alluded to. Again, it's not even said explicitly. There's so many places. You know, I would imagine if I were writing the Torah, if I were teaching this mitzvah, I would include it in the context of maybe the Mishkan, when we're told to build a beautiful home for God. There we can learn, oh, there's a notion of beauty. There's a notion of enhancement. There's a notion it's not just enough to have a structure. We want to make it really pretty, etc. That, to me, would seem like a perfect place to teach Hidur Mitzvah. And yet, we learn Hidur Mitzvah specifically here in the context of Az Yashir. Why is that? So this actually brings us back to yesterday's class, because yesterday we spoke about the many miracles that took place at Kriyas Yamsuf. It wasn't just that the sea split and the Jewish people walked through. Had the sea just split, they would have walked through mud. They would have walked down into the valley. But there were numerous miracles. And you look through all the commentators, the Midrashim, there are miracles upon miracles. Some suggest that there are walls in between each one of the tribes. Some Midrashim go further and suggest that there were fruit and other things that they wanted. As they walked through the sea, they could reach their hands into the walls of the sea and pull out a delicious granola bar, whatever it is that they wanted, right? Many, 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 many different interpretations showing us how the text teaches us that there were many, many miracles that took place at Kriyas Yamsuf. And if that's the case, we could certainly understand why we learn Hidur Mitzvah from Kriyas Yamsuf. Because at Kriyas Yamsuf, the Jewish people, had God just said, hey, listen, I'm going to take you out of Egypt, I'm going to allow you to escape your masters, and I'm going to drown them in the sea, would they be happy? Oh, yeah, Dayenu, like 100%. It would have been awesome. That's amazing. That's all they needed. That's all they needed. All they needed was to go free and to no longer be enslaved by the Egyptians. But God said, nope, it's not enough. I'm going to go more. I'm going to make sure that you're not walking through mud. And I'm going to make sure that you are walking in not going down like we saw yesterday, not going down, but rather you just walk straight. And I'm going to make sure that you're surrounded with a fire so you could see where you're going. And I'm going to make sure that the temperature is perfect. And I'm going to make sure all these extra, extra, extra levels that God did for us. And so specifically here, we learn that when we do things for God, so to speak, we also have to go above and beyond. God went above and beyond when he took us out of Egypt. We have to go above and beyond when we do our mitzvos. And of course, it's not only when the Jewish people, when our ancestors walked through the Yam Suf, but all the time. It's not just the things we have. There are so many layers to the things we have. There's so much, you know, it's not just that we have homes, but we have warm homes. It's not just, you know, everything. We can go through every detail. Thank God we are so blessed. We're living such an enduring, and with all the darkness and all the challenges and all the difficulties, we are living through such incredible times. You know, for all the sadness, you know, we have a land of Israel, we have our own army, we have so much, and they're doing well overall. There's so many layers of how we need to be thankful to God, and therefore there is a demand of us to respond in kind. to respond in kind. If God is acting in such an incredible way to us, we need to respond in kind. That's the idea of Heder Mitzvah. We don't just check off a box. Yeah, I did what I barely had to do. No, I have to go above and above, and I have to respond to all the goodness that Hashem does to us. That is the idea of Heder Mitzvah, that God goes above and beyond to us. Do we not feel grateful? Do we not see all the blessings in our life? And we need to do the same to Him. We need to perform mitzvahs in a way that shows that we appreciate the goodness, and that's why we go above and beyond. Have a wonderful day. Take care. I'll see you tomorrow.